A lot of people, Howard, have animals, pets. They adore them, cats, dogs. And, you know, they are buying feed for their animals. They are buying the canned food. And a lot of this, I think, has animal body parts in it, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, there's things in our pet food that if most people understood and read the labels on them and understood what they were saying, it would just shock them to death. And this is not about just buying cheap food against that that's expensive. Almost universally, when we see pet food that's out there, you will see something like they will have Digest in them. How many people out there that are listening really understand that Digest is just terminology for manure?
I didn't know that.
Yep, that's in pet food. We also have things in there that's like bypass protein. Well, you look at it and say, what in the world is that? Bypass protein is the key word for ground up animal. So if you've got ground up dogs and cats.
Okay, that's good to know.
Back into your pet food and it says bypass protein. But you look at things like it says meat meal, bone meal, blood meal. Those are all animal products that are being fed back. Or if you see something that says, you know, animal byproducts, tallow, those are the things there. But the ones that I would really be careful about is when you see anything there that relates that it is coming from an animal that has this terminology like digest.
And bypass.
So the surprising thing is that there's been a number of studies that show that pets on a reduced caloric diet live about one-third longer. And I was interested in this, and so I every time I ran on to a veterinarian, I always asked him one question, and I always asked the question, are our pets living as long today as they used to? And almost universally, when I ask this question to veterinarians, they basically tell me, no, they're not. And I think it's directly related to the diet we're feeding them. But here's something, George, that very few people know. If we take pet food, and let's say that we find the most expensive pet food that is out there, and we look at it and it says, I'm going to feed this to my cat, mm-hmm. and it says 100% lamb. And you think, well, you know, by golly, that ought to be all right. There is no regulation that what it says on the label has to be in the package.
You mean it's very possible it's 20% lamb?
No, oh, it could be 0% lamb. It could be 100% beef or 100% pork or a horse or anything else. It does not have to be what it says on the label.
And it's not illegal to do
that? No, it's not against the law. There are no regulations that require them to fulfill what the label says on pet food.
Unless you sue them for fraud. Could you win on that?
I don't know. They're basically covered under the regulations that they're complying. And I don't know of anybody that sued them, but I was shocked when I found that to be true.
Well, if an animal, a dog or a cat, eats some of this infected feed, what would happen to them?
Well, they had a case in England on a cat, and the cat got quite famous, and they called it Mad Max. Basically, the animals get really fierce and ferocious, and you know, that's the first thing that you notice in them is they become very upset. But the fact of it is that you can end up with this disease and can be transferred to a lot of different species. They had in England where dogs and cats got it, also zoo animals, large cats in the zoo got it. They can actually show in the laboratory that infected meat can be transferred into chickens.
Do they feed poultry body parts of other animals too?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God.
You know, chickens are a carnivore. You can't find anything bad enough a chicken won't eat. And I can remember on the farm that when you had chickens, you know, you'd have a feed barrel. Invariably under the feed barrel, you'd have mice. And if you wanted to see the chickens have a good time, you'd just tip the feed barrel up and watch the chickens go after the mice. And I'll tell you what, very few of those mice got away.
You're cringing me, Howard.
Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, this is only the good stuff we're talking about so far.
We haven't even gotten into the other stuff, and we will. Okay, but so how about an alternative now for people, at least for their animals? What do you do? What percent of the food, the good or the bad out there, says digest or bypass on it?
The majority of it. What I do, and I have a cat, and our cat that lives here happens to be the emperor of the world. He allows my wife and I to live with him. I'm really concerned. I'm attached to my cat, and I want him to live as long and as healthy as possible. And cats are true carnivores, and they have to have taurine. And taurine is a protein. And if a true carnivore, does not have taurine, they will not live very long. And so whatever diet you have for a cat has to have taurine in it. Either comes from an animal product, or you can have vegetable taurine, one or the other. Your dog, I'm a hardcore vegan. I eat no animal products. A dog can eat exactly the same diet that I eat, and they'll get along fine. My cat, I happen to have him on a plant-based pet food. He eats no meat, no digest, no animal parts. It does have taurine in it, but he also just loves peas and corn. The last cat I had, favorite food was cantaloupe. If we had cantaloupe in the refrigerator, he'd sit in front of the refrigerator until we got the cantaloupe out. Didn't make any difference what we fed him.